In my room where I pray over at the house on Grove Street, I have a little plaque, and on that plaque are these words. Sometimes I wonder if I have any faith. I sat down and thought about it, and when I had enough of that, I got up and went on my way. And that, getting up and going, was faith. More days than not, that's how I end my morning prayer. Just get up, get going. It's faith. And that's enough to get the day started. Because like many of you, I assume some days are easier than others, aren't they? Some days you get going with all the vim and vinegar and you're ready to meet the world and take it on. And then there's those other days when you're not all that eager, when you're not all that excited about getting going, when you're not all that hopeful. But hope and faith are two very different things. Hope happens under the illumination of light. Faith happens under the shadow of darkness. Let me explain that one a little bit. Hope happens under the illumination of light. Hope happens, well, when you wake up on a Sunday morning, you remember to set your clocks ahead, the sun's shining and the weather forecast sounds like spring. That's hope. Right? Hope happens when winter gives way to spring and little buds start to appear. A newborn baby, that's hope. Hope is when a teacher or a parent sees that look on the kid's face and you realize, oh, they finally got it. Hope happens when things come together and you're confident that it's going to work out okay. Hope happens when an insight comes to an age-old problem. Hope happens when you just see goodness before you. Hope happens in the illumination of light in our lives. Faith is a different thing. Faith happens under the shadows. Faith finds its birth when you're afraid to do it, but you do it anyway. Faith happens when you have every reason in the world to just quit, but you don't. Faith happens when you find that in your gut, or whatever it is that just gives you the strength to keep going. Faith happens when the odds are against you, but it doesn't matter. Faith happens when it appears to be impossible, but it isn't. Faith doesn't manifest itself when things are perfect. Faith manifests itself when the imperfect breaks open to a path of possibility. That's faith. And that's why the scriptures will always use mystical language when it comes to faith, like we heard today. As the sun was about to set, a trance fell upon Abram, and a deep, terrifying darkness enveloped him. That was the moment of faith. That was where Abram got it, where he trusted God completely without any doubt. If he was to give birth to this new nation that God was asking him to do, hope would not get him there. Faith would. While Jesus was still speaking, a cloud came and cast a shadow over them, and they became frightened when they entered the cloud. It was within that shadow of the cloud that faith in Jesus as the Messiah, the Christ, was conceived in the hearts of Peter and James and John. Jesus knew they would need more than hope if they were to endure the cross, if they were ever come to be able to proclaim Jesus Christ as the Messiah. They needed faith. It's all symbolic language in our scriptures. It always is. Words that attempt to capture that moment. But in those moments, often under the shadow of darkness, that's where we also find our deepest faith, real faith. Faith that's seared on our souls that goes beyond any possibility of doubt. Faith that goes beyond any thought of betrayal. A surrender to life that casts out all fear, that where love leaves no room for imperfection or doubt. Faith, real faith, is that sinew that holds it all together, even when it's threatening to fall apart. A communion that we can't describe in words, but we know. Like when we come to receive the bread of life in our hands, and the minister says, the body of Christ, and we say, amen. That's faith. That's not hope. It doesn't make hope a bad thing. In fact, the world would be a pretty dark, desperate place without hope. Hope's an earthly reflection of the promises of God, but hope is not faith. There's a difference. So if you ever have one of those days, or one of those times of your life where it's just harder to hold on to hope, and you begin to doubt, do what I do. Sit down, think about it, and when you have enough of that, get up and go on your way. And that, getting up and going, is faith.